You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, back here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio with you. Played in a golf scramble yesterday to benefit Crime Stoppers. Really fantastic event, fun event. Got off the course just as it was raining. Like, I mean, it's just started raining and the N18, like, bam, right there, and it's crazy. So it was perfect timing. I got to tell you, I have a take about scrambles that I want to run by you, okay? You've played in scrambles, right, Josh? Here is my take about golf scrambles. I get it to raise money, no doubt. I understand why you do it. I do not like being able to buy mulligans at scrambles. You buy mulligans, people go in there, they buy like 20 of them, and the winning score is like 25 under, and it's stupid. And how many mulligans you got left? Oh, we got another one. No. Just go give an additional $20 if you want. No mulligans. Yesterday, the one I played in, no mulligans. Winning score was like 7 under. Tough course. It's great. You don't have mulligans. You can't take an extra shot. Everybody gets their 4 shots. That's it. Their 1 shot. That's it. I like it. So that's my take on scrambles. No more mulligans. I'm anti-mulligan on scrambles. I'm not anti-making more money at scrambles. That's great. Find another way. Just come in and go, you know what? Your whole group gets maybe an extra tee shot on one hole. And pay $20, whatever it is, something like that. We can figure out a way to do it, right?
I think that's a good idea. Every scramble I played in, though, they haven't done where you can buy mulligans, which is kind of interesting. Like, you just don't have anything at all, but still the scores somehow end up being like, you know, 15 under, and it's like, okay, I don't know.
I know.
I want to call some people out, but I don't want to be that guy, you know?
I know.
That's the worst part about those things.
Yes, that's my take on scrambles. In the meantime, today's a big day in the NHL, of course, and in the sports world because it is free agency day. Not a lot of great thoughts when it comes to free agency. You know, memories here in Buffalo, of course, 7-1-0-7. We know what happened that day, both Drury and Briere. left the Buffalo Sabres. There's been others in the past. The Sabres have signed some guys, no doubt. Taylor Hall comes to mind a few years ago. Very big surprise signing. Kyle Okposo, the year that Steven Stamkos was going to be the, you know, number one free agent. He re-signed. Okposo is on the market. He was considered the number two guy. The Sabres signed him. So they've had some signings over the years, but really over the last few years, it's more about who's out versus who's in. And the ones that are in, it's like, I don't know. What's happening here? What's going to happen today? We'll find out. We'll see. In the meantime, Sabres development camp is also going on down at Harbor Center. And our Paul Hamilton is there, and he's here as well on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, Paul. What is happening down at Harbor Center today?
Kevin Adams is on the phone. He's been on the phone pretty much since he's walked in the building because he gets up and walks out of the box, and he goes over at the end over there where nobody is. So he's been on the phone pretty much the whole time that he's been sitting here, which is a little over an hour. They did start this a little late. From the 9 o'clock start. So you were talking about golf. You know, I'm pretty much a solid 120 shooter when it comes to golf. It's really not my game. So my hockey team, college team, gets together every couple of years. And of course, they want to golf. And there's actually two guys on there who actually were on the Iowa State golf team also. So they're good. You know, so I was so happy when I showed up 1 year with a broken finger. I couldn't golf. So they came up with this thing that I had to go around in the cart, and every guy on the team had to use me to putt once. So I'm going from green to green. They could choose whatever putt they wanted. It could be a 2-inch tap-in, but every guy on the team had to use me once to putt with a broken finger.
Hey, well, you know what? Hey, you gotta take all the shots that are available to you, and Paul Hamilton's the guy to do it. That's what matters. Paul, what is happening on the ice behind you? I love the sounds.
Yeah, yesterday was more with the new strength and conditioning coach, and they got put through their paces. This guy did not let up on them, and today is more, we saw like at one end, 3-on-3. Now we're looking at 4-on-3 breakouts. And as the coaching staff, this is run by the Amherst coaching staff. And as, you know, Kevin Adams and, you know, they meet with these players when they get here. And, of course, Lindy Ruff and his staff. And they're told right away, you're not going to make or break your status as a Buffalo Sabre here this week. This is development camp. You're here to develop. You're here to learn. You're here to find out what the pro game is about. You're here to meet the prospects, other prospects that you're going to be growing up with as a Buffalo Sabre. So just go out and let it hang out. Show us what you have. Show us the skill you have. Show us this, that, and the other thing. Don't be worried about that what we see this week is going to make or break your time as a Buffalo Sabre. So, you know, you would hope that maybe helps the guys relax a little bit as, you know, we're watching, as I said, the 4-on-3s right now.
Yeah, and I say the same thing when it comes to rookie minicamp, right? The Bills have rookie minicamp, and it's a little different in football. We know that. Some of these guys are actually going to be on the team and contributing, but you can help yourself a lot. You're not going to really, unless something drastically goes wrong, really cost yourself chances when you're a draft pick or something like that. That comes later when everybody's there. And these guys also, very, very little chance any of these guys are actually playing in the NHL this year. That doesn't really happen out of from this group.
Yeah, a couple will play in the AHL. The goaltender, Scott Ratzlaff, probably will back up Levi in Rochester. They signed Tyler Coff out of Brown University, and he got 6 games in with the Amherst after he was done with his season at Brown last year. He's another big guy, 6'4 winger that, you know, is a Rochester guy. But other than that, you know, there's not really too many guys that we're talking. A lot of college guys who we don't see in training camp because class has started. And actually their training for the college season has started. So we don't get to see them in the prospects tournament or in training camp. This is really the only time we get to see the college guys, which I like. They have a couple of second-round picks the last couple of years. Adam Kleber, a big right-shooting defenseman. He also is 6'6 and goes 229. Skirbeck, too, who can't come because of personal reasons, plays at Michigan State, is also a right-handed shooting second-round pick. So We get to see a lot of those college guys that we aren't going to get to see in training camp.
Paul Hamilton here on the Wester Hotline. And, of course, Paul's appearances, as always, are brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Thinking about today and planning for tomorrow. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. We are very aware that if Paul has to run because practice is over and he has to go do interviews, that's got to happen. So, Paul, just feel free if you have to at any time say, I've got to step out and go. And we're very aware of that. Okay, so we have a report today that the Sabres will be signing possibly a new goaltender. What can you tell us about the report and the goaltender?
Yeah, and of all the guys, the free agent goaltending is really not, you know, great. Alex Lyon, and the first thing that hit me when I saw Alex Lyon, it took me back to 2023 where the Sabres missed the playoffs by 1 point and in the second last week of the season went to Sunrise to play the Florida Panthers, who beat them out by 1 point, and the Panthers won that game 2-1, and Alex Lyon absolutely stood on his head, as did Devin Levi, by the way. Devin Levi didn't take too much of a back seat. I think he might have faced 36 shots, if I remember. Lyon faced 40 and made 39 saves, and Florida won that game 2-1 and wound up in the Stanley Cup Finals that year. Had Buffalo won that game 2-1, then the Sabres would have been in the playoffs. We wouldn't have been talking about a drought, and the Florida Panthers would not be in the finals 3 years in a row because they would not have been in the playoffs that year. So that was the first thing that came to mind when I thought of Alex Lyon. This is a guy that really hasn't gotten an opportunity to play until the last 2 years where he signed with the Detroit Red Wings. The first year there, he played 44 games. He had a pretty good .904 save percentage. His career save percentage in 113 games is .902. So that didn't used to be a good save percentage, but these days, you know, it's okay. And last year, he backed up Cam Talbot and got 30 games. It was 14-9-1, and it was 8-9-6. So I think it's a good way to find out if Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen has rediscovered what he was not last year, but the year before. And if he hasn't, you got a guy you can put in net for a while. Reimer, I just don't think you could. You know, he was okay finishing the season last year, but if he doesn't retire, he would come back at 38 years old. And you just if it doesn't work out for Luukkonen, you can't wait. If Luukkonen doesn't have his stuff back in October, you can't wait. You can't let the season get away from you there. You've got to turn to Alex Lyon then or bring up Levi from Rochester or whatever it might be. But you can't sit around and wait for Luukkonen. Luukkonen has to have his you know, abilities right away. And I think Alex Lyon is a good add for the team. I was wondering if they would actually add a goaltender. I think this is the right thing to do. I don't know how thrilled Devin Levi will be being back in Rochester. But, hey, the Buffalo Sabres aren't in existence to make Devin Levi happy or be thrilled. I mean, they're doing what they feel is best for the franchise. And Devin Levi, and the last 2 years, or a year and a half, Devin Levi has been able to come to terms with it. I don't think he was delighted he went to Rochester, but he made the most of it. That I'm here. This is my team. He made the All-Star team this past year and, did very well in the first round of the playoffs, and his overall playoff record in the last 2 years is very good also. So he figures it out. I mean, he might not be happy just right, you know, once this signing takes place, but he gets over it and he figures out what is the best way for his growth and how can he take advantage of every situation.
Speaking of Devin Levi, the Sabres did submit their qualifying offer for him. They qualified him a restricted free agent. Several players they've qualified, but a couple they did not, Paul. Can you kind of run us through the philosophy on each of these guys and what they did?
Well, Bernard Docker still could maybe sign a contract today. Remember, Jost did that a couple of years ago where they didn't qualify him and then he signed a contract. And don't forget, too, I mean, people, there was quite a bit more hand-wringing than I think was needed yesterday about a guy who is your number 6, 7, or 8 defenseman. He was okay. He was fine. They're all up in arms about the second-round pick, and the second-round pick had nothing to do with Bernard Docker. They got him because Ottawa wanted Gilbert. So Buffalo needed another defenseman because Gilbert was being subtracted. It had zero to do with the second-round pick. The second-round pick was in most circles, Norris is considered the better player. So, you know, Buffalo had to sweeten the deal more than Cousins. Norris and Cousins are not considered equals around the NHL. So that's what the second round pick was about. It had zero to do with Bernard Docker. All Bernard Docker was is because, well, they wanted Gilbert, so let's take a guy back. He was fine. I think he played well. I mean, he wasn't giving the puck away a lot or anything like that. If he was back, I'd be fine, but I just don't get at all. I mean, what it is is pretty much whatever Kevin Adams does, it's wrong, and he'll get jumped on, whether it's right or wrong. And I've always said it's not like everything he does is bad. There's a lot to talk about. If you want to get on Kevin Adams, there's quite a bit you can deal with. And this also could be Lindy Ruff. Lindy Ruff has a lot to say this year about roster construction. Lindy Ruff might rather have Johnson in that spot. Johnson, Leone was talking about him yesterday, his coach in Rochester, talking about he became, along with Jake Rathbone, a shutdown pair for them and did very, very well. And, you know, Lindy Ruff knows Ryan Johnson. He knows what he could get out of him. And he may be more inclined to want Ryan Johnson in that spot than Bernard Docker. So this might be a Lindy Ruff decision also, and what Lindy Ruff had to say about Bernard Docker. But again, I have nothing against him, and I think he did well. And I'm not going to worry about it if he's not here. But the thing about the second-round pick had zero to do with him. The second-round pick had nothing to do with him whatsoever.
All right, well, the Sabres also extended Tyson Kozak, Ryan McLeod, Bo Byram, Ryan Johnson, Connor Timmins, and, of course, we mentioned Devin Levi. Anything on the other guys? Seems like pretty standard procedure, but we also know that, you know, Bo Byram's in a situation where maybe, you know, you qualify him, obviously. Maybe he's not here much longer. Any movement there? Anything that you're hearing or what's going on with Bo Byram?
Well, the offers just haven't been what the Buffalo Sabres want, and listening to Kevin Adams on Saturday talk about, you know, Bo Byram would be fine. Adams said, first of all, he goes, I'm fine if it's 8-year deal, if it's a 1-year deal or 2-year deal. He said he would like to bring Bo Byram back. And, you know, if the trade isn't what you want, there's no point in making a trade that you're not really behind. You know, that doesn't – it's not like Bo Byram was like – is going to be bad for the locker room or anything like that. He's not. That's not Bo Byram. As Adam said, and he's right, Bo Byram will give it his all. And if he signs a 1-year deal, that's fine. And who knows what a 1-year deal could turn into? You sign him for a 1-year deal. He plays with Dahlin. The only thing he's not going to get, unless there's an injury, is power play time, which I'm sure he would like. But it also gives him an opportunity to see if, all right, Kevin Adams has told us we're going to do this, 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 and this. And now what? You know, I can now I'll be here for another year. And you can still, if he signs a 1 or 2 year deal, you can still trade him. It's not like you can't trade him just because you signed him. The other team now knows what they're going to have to pay him for 1 or 2 years. And so that's not a big deal either. That doesn't mean if you want to trade him that you would stop doing that. So, yeah, that's, I think that would be a good thing if they could get Bo Byram to sign, even if it's short term, because it would just give him an opportunity to see, okay, I heard the plan, and at the end of the year, if he's still around, saying, hey, I don't think this is going anywhere, or say, yeah, I like what I see. I do see us moving forward, and maybe this is a place I would like, because he likes Buffalo, he likes his teammates. You know, that I know. And he doesn't sit around and pout or anything like that. You know, you come in, he's joking around with his teammates, unlike J.J. Paterka, who was basically at a frown on his face anytime you saw him. And, you know, so it could turn into something good if the Sabres do improve and do make, you know, a move here and do make the playoffs. If you've signed him for 1 year, then maybe after next year, maybe he's willing to sign the long-term deal. You never know. It could go so many different ways, but to me it would be stupid to make a trade that if you don't think it's a good trade, it would be dumb. And Lindy Ruff, by the way, has joined the Kevin Adams conversation now.
Interesting.
Over that. Kevin's not on the phone anymore. Now he just answered a call. But and that should happen. If Kevin Adams is talking to an agent about a free agent, and if they're on the verge of coming to a deal, Lindy Ruff should be consulted and talked to. I mean, that's just good management. I mean, and I think it's good that Lindy Ruff is going to have a big say in the roster makeup this year. So, the Bernard Docker thing, I guess, doesn't make fans happy. I don't think they would do it if Lindy Ruff weren't on board, if it wasn't his idea. And Lindy Ruff may have other ideas how he'd like to fill that position.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, let's rewind a little bit. I haven't spoken to you since last week. The Sabres obviously had their first-round pick on Friday night, the rest of the draft on Saturday. What is your big takeaway from how their philosophy in the draft? Of course, it's not like football, as we always say. These aren't players playing right away. They're in the pipeline. But they have to have an overarching philosophy, I think, of what they want to add. What did you take away from what they did over the weekend?
Well, the thing is, these guys, don't forget, are only 18. They're going to probably be big. Tyler Myers grew after I had interviewed him when he was drafted, and he showed up at training camp. I go, are you bigger? He goes, yeah, I've grown an inch or two. I'm like, you're kidding. But that's the thing. They're going to get bigger. They're not at full size at 18. So they didn't have – I mean, you can say the Sabres have more size than they've had in a while. But as far as the prospect pool, you have the two Russian defensemen. Murray's not a prospect, you know, and Wahlberg down in Rochester. And, of course, you've now got the second-round pick from last year, the defenseman who is here, by the way, Adam Kleber. He's 6'6". Sturbeck is a pretty big guy. You know, the second-round pick, a right-handed shooting defenseman the year before. But the Florida Panthers have shown us you need skill, but you need skill with some guys that have some size. You're just not going to win and get through the grind of a playoff when you have Team Munchkin. And, you know, that was one of the things with Savoy. It's like, all right, you pick the two guys from the Winnipeg Ice that might have been their smallest guys in Benson and Savoy in consecutive first-round picks. And, you know, Benson has turned into a good player for them and I think can only get better. As he played as an 18-year-old. And right now, I think McLeod, he had career years, goals, assists, and points, and that's something when they traded for him, they felt that he could be better offensively, and we saw that. So they're just too thin and small when it comes to that. So to make the pool of prospects a bigger bunch, I think was a good thing to do, knowing how the Florida Panthers were constructed.
All right, Paul. Well, we are about an hour and a half, just over that, from the start of NHL free agency. It feels like it's kind of just like a lot of years. We know this, and I understand, and I know your philosophy as well. You don't, you know, build a team necessarily through free agency, but man, just feels like there's not much of an opportunity to grab really anybody because so many names have already re-signed with their own teams.
Well, this is a different situation. I mean, if Ehlers is available, overpay him.
Sure.
If he's willing to come here, I don't think he would be, but you never know. And you got to make the phone call and you got to ask. And if you're going to convince him to come here, you're absolutely going to have to overpay him. Mm-hmm. So, if you look at it that way, it changes a little bit. If you're just starting your rebuild, it's a ridiculous way to try to start your rebuild, you know, overpaying guys and contracts that you're going to regret. But right now, the Sabres are in a position where now is the time. And if you got to sign somebody up for one of those contracts that maybe you're going to regret after a bit, Ehlers is 29 years old. Tuck is going to be 30 years old by the time he signs his new contract. I think you're at a point now where you're going to have to do that, especially now that you have a salary cap that's going to be 95.5 and has gone up considerably. You could sign Byram and still be fine to sign a forward out of free agency. The Sabres will have plenty of cap room to do both if they so desire.
All right, Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, what does the rest of the week hold down there?
Yeah, practice again tomorrow, and then it's the three-on-three tournament on Thursday, which is always fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the guys really get into it. They want to win, and there's a trophy that they have, and they take the Stanley Cup picture afterwards and have fun with it. But that also gives them a chance to show their skill a little bit in a three-on-three format where it's a round-robin tournament, and it gives Lindy Ruff, this is his first chance to see these young kids, a chance to see what kind of skill they might have. So that's usually a pretty well-attended thing. And as I said, just a practice tomorrow, and then the three-on-three ends camp on Thursday.
All right, Paul, I am sure we're going to speak tomorrow. I'll let you go do your job today, figure out what's going on, find out. We'll have some news later today, I'm sure, on some front on the Buffalo Sabres, and we'll chat tomorrow. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Sounds great. Take care.
All right, you got it. That is Paul Hamilton on the West Hur Hotline. I love that sound. I always say it. When he comes on, I just love the sound of the hockey in the background, even more than football, I think. Like, and I'm on the field at training camp when I'm on with the guys filling in on the show in this time slot, and that's a really good sound. You have the whistle, but, man, the boards, the skating – it's great. I love it. And that's where Paul is right now. So today they practice. Tomorrow is practice as well. Starts at 9, it says, tomorrow. I have to make sure on this schedule. 10:30 Wednesday and then the scrimmage on Thursday. But we'll keep you updated on everything going on here on WGR. And, of course, on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio with you. Sal Marana for his weekly appearance. He wasn't on yesterday. I wasn't in yesterday, and you had Sabres, you know, draft recap yesterday. So we're going to do it today. We'll talk a little Jays and Yankees because they started their series last night. Some baseball talk. Might as well get that in today as we get an hour and a half before NHL free agency begins. And, of course, Sal covered Devin Levi down in Rochester and the Rochester Americans. So, you know, he's dialed in on what's going on down there. The Sabres rumored now to reported maybe bringing in Alex Lyon, a goaltender, free agent. And that would, I think, indicate that, you know, one more year for Devin Levi in Rochester. So we'll get Sal's thoughts on that, but baseball as well. Yankees, Blue Jays this week. At the top of the hour, my buddy Tim Benz is going to join me from Trib Live in Pittsburgh. Big trade in the NFL yesterday with the Steelers and Dolphins. Big name trade, I guess. How much it make an impact for either team is, you know, up to you, I guess, or we'll find out from Tim. But also, Sabres acquired a couple of players from the Penguins over the weekend. So we'll get kind of the information on them. We'll do that all coming up next and the rest of the morning today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, well, it is NHL Free Agency Day. I mean, kind of goes off without a whimper most years, especially here in Buffalo. Most of the guys are you're earmarking or signing with their, you know, former teams. Or in the case of, like, Mitch Marner, he's a sign-and-trade to Vegas, right? And plus, you have a team in the Buffalo Sabres where it's just been so hard to get, you know, players to come here to play. And we've talked about that, you know, ad nauseum for a lot of different reasons. Over the years, it's usually about who's out, not who's in Buffalo. And if it is who's in, it's, you know, how much is he going to really help? But I do think they have a gaping hole right there in their top six after trading J.J. Paterka, like what they've done on the blue line. I really do. And we do have a report the Sabres are going to sign Alex Lyon, a goaltender, which does mean, as a veteran goalie, if he's going to be the backup to UPL, I would assume that would be kind of the case, that Devon Levi would get one more year in Rochester. I don't love that. I'm sure Devon Levi doesn't love that. But, you know, it's a guy I think that can be a good NHL goalie. But we'll see. It's kind of an interesting situation with him. Sal Marana from the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle joins me every week, usually on a Monday. Couldn't do it yesterday, so he's on today. We talk baseball, Yankees and Jays. We'll get to that in a little while. But Sal now on the Western Hotline. Sal, I want to start with Devon Levi here. They did qualify him over the weekend. It looks like maybe if the Sabres do make this move for Alex Lyon, maybe another year in Rochester for Devon Levi. How's that sit with you?
Yeah, look, I mean, he has been a very good goalie for the Amherst. And by the way, good morning, Sal. Sorry.
Good morning to you, too. Sorry, I got rambling there. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Me, too. Look, he's been a very good player in the AHL, but he has not established himself as a legitimate NHL goalie. We've seen that. They tried last year at the start of the season. He began the year in Buffalo, and he got some games and just didn't go well. They made that decision last year. They sent him to Rochester, and that was it. I don't think there was ever an intention of bringing him back up. They wanted him to develop a full season, get, you know, play every night in Rochester, and he did very well. He had a rough final series when they got eliminated, but he had played very good the series before against Syracuse. But look, I don't, you know, you guys, you've seen him enough. I don't think he's proven to be a legitimate guy that could back up UPL. I think they had to go the veteran route. You know, hopefully their two guys will stay healthy. And I think one more year in Rochester for Levi is probably the right move. And then you've got to see what he is. I mean, you know, if he backs it up again this year and plays really well, then you give him a chance. But I haven't seen it enough yet at the NHL level to give him that chance.
Sal Marana on the West Hur Hotline. Real quick, as long as we're on the Sabres here, you saw J.J. Paterka develop. You saw J.J. Paterka become a really nice player in the NHL. When you see that happen and then him get traded, you know, again, just your thoughts on him, his development, and then the entire situation with the organization where it feels like these guys develop, but they're not winning, so all of a sudden it becomes contentious and they wind up trading them.
Yeah, look, I mean, he made it pretty clear that he was not going to sign the offer, right? So they had to do something with him. And, you know, we'll see. These two guys that they got from Utah, I mean, I saw what they said last week when they did the Zoom call with the reporters. You know, when you trade for guys, there's always that initial, okay, this guy's going to help us. Look what he can do. But we've seen this a million times with the Sabres. They've acquired guys in the past who just haven't helped them at all. So hopefully these two guys can step in. You're trading a guy in Paterka who, you know, who certainly has 30-goal potential. And this team needs guys who can score goals, right? We've been arguing about this for a long time. They just do not have enough legitimate goal scorers on that team. So hopefully they find someone that can plug those plug the goals they lost with Paterka. And I'm hoping that this Kessel ring is finally Owen Power's partner, right? He needs a partner to help him in the back end for sure. His, you know, Owen Power's offense has started to get better, but he's still, for a guy who's 6'6", Sal, he just does not play with the physicality. And Kessel ring, I think, according to what we've read, he's the kind of guy that can come in and do that.
No, I don't disagree at all there. Sal Majorana on the Wester Hotline. You can subscribe to his free Yankees newsletter. It's called Pinstripe People. Check it out. It's right at the top of his Twitter page, Sal Majorana on Twitter. I'm watching last night. I'm like, all right, here we go. 3-0 lead, cruising along, rode down to the mound, and then bam, everything just kind of blows up on the Yankees. What went wrong last night, and what is it a bigger maybe picture of for this team?
Yeah, sixth inning from hell, right, last night. Yeah. They were up 3-1, and then, you know, Rodon gave up a leadoff double, and he comes out of the game, and I was like, you know, that's two starts in a row where he didn't even get to 100 pitches, which is that magical number, right? And I just thought, like, why are you taking him out now? I mean, in Cincinnati, the previous start, it was 88 pitches, but it was also 100 degrees out, so I understood that. Here, you're indoors in Toronto. I don't really know why they had to take him out. But anyways, as soon as he went out, then their bullpen goes to work, and their bullpen just has struggled. Mark Leiter wasn't good. Then Loazaga gave up the go-ahead, you know, two-run single to Guerrero. Volpe made two idiotic plays in the inning. And it's unfortunate because, you know, Volpe has really good range at shortstop. So he gets to balls that some guys wouldn't get to.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can't make the throws that he made. He gave the Blue Jays two free bases by trying to make plays that were impossible to make. So that contributed to the inning. There was a catcher's interference. There was a wild pitch in that. It was just a disaster. And they lose the opener to the Blue Jays. But it just continued a month of June that was not good for the Yankees, Sal. They played poorly pretty much the entire month. And they turned, you know, what was at one point a 7-game lead into, they're barely hanging on to first place right now.
And then, obviously, you have the Jays, you have the Rays, everybody in the AL East. We've talked about the AL East being a little bit down. Not anymore. As the Yankees are trending down, these teams are trending up, Sal.
Oh, absolutely. The Rays, who blew a game last night. The Yankees were lucky because the Rays blew a game to the A's last night. So they stayed up, you know, a game and a half out, and now the Blue Jays climbed within two. Both of those teams had really good Junes. I mean, I think the Jays have the best record in the majors in the month of June. So they're playing well. They're always a factor. If they weren't last year, but typically the Rays are always in it. They're so annoying. I can't stand that team, as you probably have read.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jays are kind of the same way. The Jays, I think, have played above what anyone expected this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people, including me, thought that Boston was actually going to be the team that could dethrone the Yankees. And this is before, you know, the Devers trade and all that. And they just have underwhelmed all year. I don't think anyone thought the Jays or Rays were going to be the teams the Yankees would have to be fighting off right now. But that has proven to be the case. And that, I think it's going to be, you know, with all the other stuff that happened to the Yankees yesterday, they lose Grisham during the game. They lose Fernando Cruz, gone for probably 2 months now, a key reliever for them. Yesterday was a bad, bad day for the Yankees, and I think it's going to see – you're going to see this the rest of the year, Sal. They're going to struggle to hold on to first place and win that division.
And how do you explain the Mets? I mean, they don't only go to Pittsburgh, a team that's obviously a poor Pittsburgh Pirates team, and lose three straight. But holy cow, they set records for how badly they lost in that series, and they are 3-13 in their last 16.
Yeah, I mean, we're complaining about the Yankees. You're right. The Mets have completely cratered this month or last month in June. That series in Pittsburgh, I think I read it was the worst run differential in franchise history for a 3-game series.
Amazing.
The 1962 Mets were, before last year, the worst team in Major League history. They never had a weekend that bad. So I can't explain what has happened to the Mets, but they are now dealing with some big-time injuries too. Griffin Canning just got hurt the other day, and he's out for the season. He's been pitching really well for them. Their pitching is in trouble. And it's funny that Soto has woken up now, and he has been terrific for probably 2 or 3 weeks. And it's weird that as he has risen, the Mets have gone in the tank because nobody else. I mean, Lindor is hitting terribly right now. Alonso has really cooled off. So, yeah, they're a team that has really gone in the other way. And this weekend they play the Yankees in the Subway Series. I mean, we'll see what happens the rest of this week here, but that could be a matchup of two teams that are really, really scuffling come this weekend.
Sal, you followed baseball a long time. I know you're a traditionalist in a lot of ways. I was at the Bisons game over the weekend, and, you know, in minor league baseball, you can tap your helmet and they review the pitch, right? And is it a strike? Is it a ball? They can't review plays like instant replay, though, outs and safe. In Major League Baseball, it's a little different. They can review out and save. They can't review balls and strikes. Where all this is right now, where do you stand on instant replay, balls and strikes, out and safe, all of that?
Yeah, I'm fine with instant replay the way it is right now in Major League Baseball. I mean, look, Sal, we've been watching baseball our whole lives. It's almost incalculable how many missed calls there probably were for us growing up, right? That could have been fixed by instant replay. So I'm perfectly fine with the challenge system. You get one. If you win, you keep it. That's good because it has fixed so many terrible errors and even some plays that were very close, you know, that, okay, you can go one way or the other. It fixes those. So that's perfect. In minor league baseball, the challenge system for the balls and strikes, outstanding. It's got to come to Major League Baseball. It just has to next year. I am not in favor at all of the robotic umpires for every pitch. I don't ever want to see that. I want to continue to have umpires calling balls and strikes, but the challenge system will fix, you know, a lot of the really egregious calls that some of these guys make. Like, for instance, last week when Chisholm ended up getting ejected because he couldn't get over the fact that the guy blew the ball three call, which was a bad call. But this is the type of thing where that would get fixed instantaneously. You know, you see it in Buffalo. I see it here in Rochester. When a guy taps his helmet or a catcher calls for a pitch review, that sucker is over in 10 seconds. Doesn't delay the game at all. It's instantaneous, and it fixes the really bad call. So I really hope that it happens for Major League Baseball next year.
Do you think this is a little nostalgia for everybody out there? A lot of our listeners weren't even alive for this, but 1985. Do you think if they have replay in 1985, the Cardinals beat the Royals in the World Series?
Oh God, are you kidding me? I mean, yeah. That was one of the worst calls in history.
Yeah.
That instant replay would have fixed. But and there's, like I said, there's almost innumerable plays,
yep,
throughout the years that would have been fixed by instant replay. So I'm perfectly good. I know some people hate replay, and what I hate is one of the consequences of replay, Sal, and it's the worst part of it, is when a guy slides into a base and the call is safe and then he comes off the,
yeah,
bag for like a millisecond,
yep,
and then they review it and call him out. That's not the spirit of what instant replay should.
Right.
Instant replay should be, you know, turning over the obvious missed calls. I hate that it becomes that because a lot of these teams, they will use that challenge,
yep,
on plays, you know, on steals or advancing a base. And I don't like that aspect, but that's what you sign up for with instant replay. We see it in the NFL all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
How things get changed because of replay that you're like, what are we doing here? What's a catch? What's not a catch? So that's one of the unfortunate things of it. But overall, I think replay is great in baseball, the way they use it.
Before I let you go, Sal, real quick, maybe a word on Dave Parker. He passed away over the weekend. Really great player, Hall of Fame player. And I don't know if people realize Dave Parker played a little bit for the Blue Jays at the very, very end of his career, actually. 13 games for the Toronto Blue Jays. But a great, great Pittsburgh Pirate and Cincinnati Red.
Yeah, he was a great player. I remember watching him, you know, when we were younger. We were teenagers when he was playing. And what an arm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they always had that video. I forget who it was against. He just makes an unbelievable
right.
throw from right. I mean, you can't even imagine the ball being that well thrown. But he was a terrific player. It was unfortunate. His career was definitely scarred by the cocaine scandal that he was involved with at a time when that was a problem in baseball. But other than that, you take that out of the mix, he was a great all-around player, great hitter, great fielder, and, a great Pirate for sure.
All right, Sal, if you are able, I'd love to do this on Tuesday again next week. Another golf tournament on Monday. Monday's the golf tournament day for me, so I love talking with you.
Charity golf is on Mondays. You're right.
So if you have an opportunity, I'd like to do this again on Tuesday next week, and we can set that up. All right, buddy. Thanks
Tuesday
a lot.
Tuesday is fine.
You got it. Enjoy it. Hey, have a great 4th of July as well.
All right, you too, bud. See you later.
All right, you too. That is Sal Majerana. Subscribe to his free, that's right, free, F-R-E-E, Yankees newsletter. He puts so much blood, sweat, and tears in it. I love it. It's great for everybody out there. If you're a Yankee fan or just a baseball fan, it's super good about everything baseball, but especially the Yankees if you're a Yankee fan. It's called Pinstripe People. It's absolutely free. I don't mind at all promoting it for Sal because he puts so much into it, and it's free. He's not making any money on it. He just wants you to have a really great experience reading about baseball. It's at his Twitter feed, at Sal Majerana. Make sure you go to Twitter. Take a look. And by the way, brand new headshot for Sal on his Twitter feed, I noticed as well. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We're going to get ready to talk to Tim Benz. Speaking of great Pirates, Dave Parker, who passed away this week, Tim covers the Pirates. And they had a great weekend against the Mets. But he also covers, of course, the Steelers. They had a big trade with the Dolphins yesterday. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, who sent a couple of players to the Sabres. A lot to get to with Tim Benz at 11 a.m. here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A lot happened yesterday while I was golfing. So, in real time, here's what happened, Josh. Find out in the morning that Jalen Ramsey gets traded to the Steelers. I'm like, okay, like, you know, the Steelers are trying to take a swing here. I get it. Like, guys had some injury issues, but he did play 17 games last year. I do think there's a question about, you know, what he still has left. He's 30, turning 31. Had no idea until like hours later they gave up Minkah Fitzpatrick. I'm like, whoa, what? I did not like the deal for the Steelers initially. The more I looked at it, the more I liked it for the Steelers, and the more I didn't like it for the Dolphins, to be quite honest. So I actually think, here's why I landed on it. So it's Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith both going from Miami to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh sends back Minkah Fitzpatrick and a late round pick. Minkah Fitzpatrick's 28 turning 29. Jalen Ramsey's 30 turning 31. Jonnu Smith going to reunite with Arthur Smith. I don't think this is one of those trades where you have to love it or hate it for either side. I understand why both teams did it, I guess. That's the biggest thing for me. For the Miami Dolphins, hey, I mean, I don't think they're going to be, you know, challenging the Bills for the division this year, but they knew Jalen Ramsey wouldn't play for them this year. They traded something and got something in return, a player that can help them in their secondary, and Minkah Fitzpatrick, who has been there before, their own draft pick years ago. For the Steelers, they're taking a swing. They're betting on the upside of Jalen Ramsey being Jalen Ramsey and what he used to be. And I don't know if that's going to be true or right. My guess is, you know, there's still too much of a gap to go between them and the Ravens. But Jalen Ramsey, I think Darius Slay they signed, right? They traded for DK. They signed Aaron Rodgers. They're all in on 2025. And actually, I respect that. I don't know if it's going to work. I think there's a gap there. But they're all in on 2025. And I think I understand. It's TJ Watt getting older. And it's, you know, Cam Hayward getting older. Maybe his last year. So I understand why both teams made the deal. I don't think you have to love it or hate it for either team. I've kind of come around more on the Steelers side of it than I did initially, I'll say that. Tim Benz is going to join me next. Sabres picked up a couple players from the Penguins over the weekend in a trade for Connor Clifton. And, of course, the big trade between the Steelers and the Dolphins went down. So we'll get with Tim Benz up next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.